Morning all, here I am again, just here doing my own thing. Got myself a cup of coffee, got my computer up. Quinn's going to get formatted to Windows 7 later on this afternoon. I was going to do it yesterday, I never got round to it. Got so much other stuff doing yesterday, I was just prattling around with other crap. One major worry yesterday was prattling around with the door. The front door has had a broken lock, but I've got a decent landlord here who actually came out this morning and fixed it. He oiled it and it sorted the problem out. He's also oiled the hinges, so the hinges are all nice and oily. And the door's all nice and oily. The handle, that works all right again. Everything's good. So, the lock's fine. Everything's good. No damage to the key or anything crazy like that. So, yeah, 'tis all good. I don't know why the hell it was like that. I really don't get it. It's obviously needed lubricating. But, I'm happy enough. The end result is that the key works in both sides, so you can lock it and unlock it and use it the way you should use it. It went all of a sudden yesterday. It was really strange. But the reason I'm here, mainly today, is macOS 10.9.1. is out, and we're going to take a look on the MacBook Pro to see what happens with it. So let's try and persuade this MacBook Pro to work, which it's currently not doing. This is a problem with the MacBook Pros. It won't. No, it's totally
voiceover off.
No, it won't have it. That's very weird.
Voiceover on Finder. Macintosh, menu bar, Apple, menu 11 item. Software update, closing, software update.
That's it.
App Store, window.
Stupid thing, I don't know what's wrong with these pros. It's not just me who's got problems with the MacBook Pro either. Sam was saying that she has problems with hers. And macOS 10.9. And it's a bit slow and it sort of goes a bit strange and does oddnesses which are completely not explainable to anybody. Camwater73 also has told me that she has trouble with hers and that it's got, I think, I can't remember, it's 4 gig or 8 gig of RAM and it struggles. Mine has got, well, my Pro has got 4 gig, my main iMac has got 16 gig, and it's working all right on the iMac 10.9. I've got 10.9.1 on there now. So we're half expecting to see some royal major changes in the upcoming updates during the lifetime of that OS. Well, now the updates are free to the Mac. We can keep the OS alive, as it were. I don't know which machines are going to go down next in terms of what machines they're going to pull support for. Got a feeling it could be the big old iMac. Not the iMac, the MacBook Pro that I've got. Although usually Apple, to be fair, do give you 4 or 5 years longevity out of their OSs before they scrap them. Although with the iPod 4th generations, the 4th gen Touch, they kind of didn't, which is a bit annoying. But anyway, it's fixed. I'm going to just do Nom Nocks.
Forward, get, feature, top, cat, per, updates, selected radio button, search text, search. Stop, close button, minimize, zoom, full screen button, updates, HTML, pop-up button, 2, updates available, list 2 items, heading level 2, software update, restart required, end of list, heading level 2, OS 10 update, install all available software, press,
install, I'm going to do that,
download and restart, closing dialog, heading level 1% group, install all available software updates button, 9.4 megabytes of 243 megabytes, 10 minutes.
That's not bad, we can deal with that. So, the machine is doing its thing. So we'll see how the MacBook Pro goes on this update. Because it's really not... it's not good as it stands. It gets very laggy. And when you're trying to operate the thing, it sort of doesn't want to know. It's a bit sort of, nyeh, I'm not keen on this. I don't know why it does it. It just sort of does. Anyway...